Your life changes for the better when you live each day like it matters. Positive focus, healthier relationships, and breaking free from trauma that's held you back. The time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to pick up where I left off yesterday. This was not intentional. Yesterday we talked about programming and talked about how we are programmed, talked about how we're being programmed. As with always, you guys don't see this. If you were to look at my office, that's why, you know, my wife tells me I should be have this on YouTube and have the video camera up and record it as I'm doing it. But if you were to see my office, let me tell you what it looks like. I saw a picture years ago from the 50s with Albert Einstein, what his office looked like. And it looked like the Unabomber's little cabin. That's what it looked like. And so yesterday's show, I've got a lot of feedback, which is surprising. I've had a lot of you reach out to me, say, great show, five-star show. So because of that, I'd really like to continue where we left off yesterday and actually maybe backtrack a little bit for some of you that didn't hear the show. We're here for three reasons. To inspire, to educate, and to move you. That's what motivate is, to apply something. And so we want to invest your time wisely. You know, time is one of those rare commodities that we only have a limited amount of. You can replace everything else, but you cannot replace time. And so I want to be one of those people that's not a time parasite, but gives you a good ROI, return of investment on your time. Why does a dog bark? Because it's a dog, that's why. Why does a cat meow? Because it's a cat. That's why. Why do you do what you're doing? Because you've done it before. Because there is programs in place. And once you understand that about yourself, that's the first step. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's just crazy. So the flip side of Einstein's coin is, if you don't like the results, change the approach. As you change the approach, you change results. And again, if you're okay with it, that's fine. I just believe that we should be aware of what's going on around us. What I do is technically called awareness training. So I want to bring what is in the darkness into the light. So if you're going to be programmed, at least you can be a willful participant, not just a numb, unconscious participant.